It was a terrible, agonizing period.
Writer Francesca Stanfill on the ordeal of publishing her first novel, Shadows and Light. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Shadows and Light eventually reached the bookstores, but not until after months of acrimony and threats of libel. The novel traces the passionate relationship between a young woman and a charismatic European involved in shady financial dealings. Originally, Francesca Stanfill sold Shadows and Light to Doubleday, which received a call from a lawyer representing her ex-husband.
He called again after the book had been excerpted in Cosmopolitan, this time threatening a libel suit.
Doubleday announced it was holding up shipment of the first printing of 25,000 copies until the legal questions were resolved.
It was really the most terrible 6 weeks of my life. It was particularly awful because it had coincided with the birth of my daughter.
Stanfill accuses Doubleday of panic and hysteria, and she dismisses the extent the character in a novel might resemble her ex-husband.
I think the man that I'd been briefly married to saw it that way. I certainly don't.
But Stanfill admits,
of course you write about what you know, and you draw on what you know as well as your observations of other people, your fantasies.
At any event, Stanfill lost faith in Doubleday.
By the end of this experience, I decided that I would rather not have them publish my book. I would rather take the chance, buy the rights to my book back, and submit it to another publisher.
Doubleday urged her to reconsider.
They begged me to, but by that time I really felt that my relationships there with my editor and with the other people at Doubleday had been so irreparably shattered that I couldn't see working with them.
The book then went to Simon & Schuster, which published it to flattering reviews. The controversy aside, Francesca Stanfill's Shadows and Light is a well-crafted and deeply moving novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Francesca Stanfill's novel, Shadows and Light, finally appeared after weeks of controversy. There were threats of libel, and Stanfill submitted the book to Simon & Schuster after withdrawing it from her original publisher. Stanfill says her neighbors are a little shocked at Shadows and Light.
The sex scenes in my book seem to take people by surprise. They look at me and they think, how could Miss Stanfill have written that? Miss Stanfill looks rather angelic. Well, the fact of the matter is that the self that writes is really quite a different self and much more daring.
Stanfill says it is vital that the sex she describes not have a single erotic quality, but as a reflection of the deteriorating relationship between her heroine and the heroine's enigmatic lover.
That it be rapturous and mouth-watering, and that gradually it becomes much more tense, at times even spiteful, and by the end in that scene in Crete, really quite vengeful.
Born in England, Stanfill grew up in New York and was in the first class of women at Yale, where she originally planned to study acting.
Writing has always been a compulsion with me, a happy compulsion, but it's always been there. When I was a little girl, I always wrote a great deal. I wrote letters, stories.
After Yale, Stanfill wrote for Women's Wear Daily and later for the New York Times Sunday Magazine. She keeps a strict writing schedule for herself and is at the typewriter nearly every day.
I have a little room in my building, which used to be a very tiny maid's room, and it really is no bigger than a large closet. But I fixed it up, and it has enough room for books and my typewriter and a few filing cabinets.
Two major events happened to Francesca Stanfill in 1984, the birth of her daughter and the birth of her first novel, Shadows and Light. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.